Hi, Emily. I'm so glad you came today. Thank you for taking time to be part of my project. It actually means a lot to me.
Thank you.
You have yourself here, and then you have three other figures as well. This one here has a very interesting hairdo and has a really lovely little shape. Who is this little form here?
That's my friend Avery. Her and I met in Taiwan. And we lived together. We moved in together really fast and became friends really fast. And we lived together for a year. And she's still one of my best friends in the whole world.
Mm.
And she seems like a fragment of my mind.
Mm, I love that.
Like, we were part of each other. And so...
just like a little
sometimes.
Piece of you exists in her and vice
yeah,
versa. Like,
sometimes.
You already know each other in that because there's so much of you inside each other.
Yeah. We're different people, but it just seems like that. At moments, it's mm-hmm. just like... It just feels like that. It feels like our souls know each other, and so I just have so much fun with her, and we just share so much. But we're so different too that we, you know, stimulate each other in different ways.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds like a really wonderful friendship.
It is.
Well, on the other side of you, we have this little interesting figure, and it has what seems like a pretty cool hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes.
a hat?
That's a hat. That's a big hat.
It is a big hat. It's a big, wide-brimmed hat. Who's that human?
That's my friend Kate.
Tell me about Kate a little bit, or maybe one of the a favorite experience you shared, or something that you really appreciate about her.
Yeah, well, Kate and I met in Taiwan, too, and lived together in Taiwan. Ooh, there are so many experiences I've had with Kate. The most recent one was we took a big hike from Washington to Canada.
Oh,
we
yeah.
hiked for 7 days together up on the PCT trail.
Awesome.
And that was the last time I saw Kate. It was last summer. And it was just a lot of everything, you know, deep conversation,
mm-hmm.
laughter, everything, you know.
What's one of your favorite things about her?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure there are many, but, you know,
so
something what pops up first.
It's like when Kate and I get together and our energies mesh, we become like one being.
Mm.
And it's like a very powerful, hilarious, untouchable being that is just free and excited and spontaneous and... everything, yeah. We just really mesh well together.
That sounds amazing. It
She's
sounds
kind
so
of
magical.
Another fragment of myself,
yeah.
too.
Well, how about this little figure on the end here?
Mm-hmm.
Your last figure. Not last but least, but just the last one we're going to talk about today.
That's Paul.
And who's Paul for you? Like, who is... What is something that you really like about this Paul person?
I like his oddballness and his... humor and his love of beauty. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I really appreciate how your heartstrings go out to sort of your friends and those people that aren't necessarily blood but feel like blood. And you even talked about how, like, particularly your two female friends, how they're part of your being. And it's really amazing how we have those connections with people that feel like they're family, you know, like, or they're part of ourselves somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate seeing that in your collection.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about those folks you have there today? That doesn't have to be.
No, I can't think of anything.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this project.